Welcome back to Making a Murder Mystery. The 2019 Canada Winter Games mascot went missing and my co-host Alyssa was charged with murder. Then I find out more of my co-workers were somehow involved in the case. Jody turned Alyssa in with an anonymous tip and made some damning suggestions of possible motives. And then I learned that the alleged murder weapon originated from the hands of another co-worker, Carla Ryder. Hello, Carla. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Jamie, if this is about how one of my Canada Winter Games pins was found bloodied and in Alyssa's apartment, I don't have a clue. She must have stole it.
Suspicious. How do you know I was even going to ask you about the pin?
Jody accidentally emailed me when she was alerting authorities.
Ah, that figures. Okay, listen, Carla, I've known you for a long time, but I didn't know you were an avid pin collector.
Yep, owner of one of the biggest collections in Central Alberta.
What are you, 80 years old? Do you collect stamps and decorative spoons, too?
Listen, if you want to know the truth, Jamie, and seeing how you're cornering me in my office with a microphone, I'm guessing that you do. I don't like collecting pins. I hate it. But I collect pins from various charitable organizations and local events to trick my family into thinking that I volunteer.
What? What do you mean?
I come from a long line of volunteers. My parents, my grandparents, great-grandparents, they're all a part of charities, organizations, boards, commissions, sporting events. Heck, when they're bored, my family just walks around the city and picks up people's garbage.
Well, good on them. But I don't see what that has to do with collecting pins.
Well, I can't be bothered to volunteer. So instead, I collect pins from all these organizations, and I just pretend that I volunteer.
Oh, that's clever. And awful. Clever and awful.
Jamie, do you know that volunteers don't even get paid?
Yeah, that's kind of the point. But Carla, you might be in some trouble. Your Canada Winter Games pin was found with blood on it and is evidence in a murder investigation.
Oh, the blood. Oh, that was mine.
Your blood? How did your blood get on the pin?
Well, you know how much I hate volunteering. And lately, that's all I hear about. Winter Games this, Winter Games that, volunteer here, volunteer there. I just kind of snapped, Jamie. I squeezed that pin so hard it went right through my hand.
If it's your blood, then maybe Alyssa isn't involved after all. Oh boy, this whole investigation is getting stranger and stranger.
Yeah, and you haven't even looked into the secret past of Waskasu.
What? What are you talking about, Carla?
My grandfather used to work with at-risk elk in the community. I've heard stories, Jamie. Oh, I've heard stories.
And so, my search for justice was about to take yet another sharp turn. Join me next hour as I attempt to shed some light on the secret, shadowy past of Waskasu. You're listening to Big 105's Making a Murder Mystery.